Get ready for Ready Radio with Doug and Amy. It's emergency preparedness for everyone. Brought to you by TruPrep. For all your prepping needs, visit TruPrep online at truprep.com or visit a TruPrep store in Roswell or Marietta. Listen in as Doug and Amy provide helpful tips on how to get ready for anything that comes your way. And now, your hosts, Doug and Amy.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy. We're here to talk about food this week. We're going to do a little bit about freeze-dried, a little bit about long-term storage. But I wanted to start us off with telling everybody about my new favorite restaurant, Amy. This place is amazing.
Well, I don't know because you didn't take me. Where'd you go, Doug?
We stopped over, my family and I stopped at the Red-Eyed Mule today. It's over in Marietta, just not very far from TruPrep. And it's a very small business. It's locally owned and operated, and they make these most incredible soups and burgers that I have ever had. Their flagship burger is about a third of a pound of fresh hamburger with a nice chili sauce on top, and then coleslaw, and it's served on a grilled Texas toast bun. So you've got all of these wonderful juicy flavors from the coleslaw and from the chili melding with the burger, and it is just amazing. And in fact, it was named as one of the best things I ever ate by Food Network.
Wow, it sounds like a man burger.
It really is. It's a two-handed burger. It's called the sloppy slaw burger because it does get everywhere. I mean, it's like the messiest, juiciest, most delicious burger you could ever have, and it's right there in Marietta, and it's called the Red-Eyed Mule, and they're just fantastic. And the owner and operator of the Red-Eyed Mule said that she was going to come to TruPrep and be one of their judges for the chili cook-off.
That's pretty exciting.
I think that it's really cool.
That's awesome.
TruPrep is reaching out to local restaurateurs to judge this thing. It's coming up on the 22nd of February. Entrance fee for participants is $20. You can go and you have to make your chili on site, but then it'll be judged, and the top grand prize winner is getting a $200 gift certificate, good for anything in the store.
That's pretty awesome. How can our listeners go and sign up for that chili cook-off?
If they go to TruPrep.com, at the top there's a search bar. Just type in chili, and the very first thing that pops up in the list is entrance fee for the chili cook-off.
Okay, awesome. Well, for our listeners who may not have heard our show before, we are emergency preparedness radio show called Ready Radio, and you can find us at readyradio.net, where you can actually go and listen to some of our past broadcast. And like Doug said, today we're going to be talking about food.
And it's a near and dear topic to my heart and my waistline, as Amy well knows. I know that TruPrep, who is our title sponsor, they've been really good to us and helped keep us on the air here on 1160, the talk of the town, every week. But they have one of the largest selections of freeze-dried food that I have ever seen. They carry a full line of not only Mountain House in pouches, but also in number 10 cans. They carry Alpine Air under the brand name Gourmet Reserves. They also have Wise Foods. And whatever you're looking for as far as long-term storage foods, they have options for you.
Yeah, that sounds great. And I know that some of our listeners are, you know, into emergency preparedness. Maybe some of them have been doing it for some time. And I also know that we have some listeners who may be very new to the whole concept of emergency preparedness. And one of the things I thought maybe, Doug, we could talk about is, you know, what are some of the reasons maybe we would even look to put away, you know, some food and even get into, you know, keeping some freeze-dried food to the side.
That's a really good area to explore, because there are lots of reasons behind why people prep, and the different reasons give rise to different means of being prepared. So, you know, if you're worried about, you know, a three-day storm or the electricity going out, you're going to prepare differently than if you're looking for something that's going to take 6 months to correct or even years to correct. My personal thing that I look to as the rubric for why I prepare is a job loss. If I were to lose my job, you know, it might take me 2 or 3 months to get back on my feet after that, and I want my family to be prepared so that there isn't, you know, a huge change in our lifestyle based on something like that happening. So a 2 to 3 month supply. And when I say supply, I don't mean just food, but there's lots of things that go into being prepared for a period of time that long. You need to have savings so that you can keep making your bill payments. You have to have the ability to scale what bills you have. You know, you can cut back on some luxury items during that period to be able to stretch things, but you also need to have access to good water. You need to have food on hand. And for my needs, I do a little bit of a mix. I have some things that are, you know, just regular. I bought it from Publix, you know, canned green beans and canned corn, or you know, a case of things from Costco or Sam's Club, and I put that up. I also have some things that I'm growing. I keep a garden, and with my new house, we're looking to add some chickens to that, so we'll have fresh eggs year-round, whether there's an emergency or not. But on top of those, you know, everyday items, I also look for some long-term storage food.
Yeah. So like some of, we've even talked about in one of our past radio shows, like natural disasters. I know that's one of the things that, you know, we are recording in January. Well, no, it's February. I take that back. We're recording in February. We've just been through this lovely ice storm where everybody was stuck in their cars for a long time. So when you're talking about maybe a couple of days for, you know, like a natural disaster or being snowed in, you're right. Maybe a couple of cans, you know, would do the trick. But I know that there's people that take it to the opposite extreme also. Some people are concerned about a financial collapse, you know, just with all these red flags that are being, you know, thrown up all over the place.
Or some other kind of disaster. You know, when we had the hurricane go through and there was no gas, what if it was a disaster that had no, you know, fuel for the trucks that are moving our supplies around? Instead of it being just for 2 or 3 days, what if it was for 3 weeks? What if there were no trucks moving for 3 weeks? Remember what the stores looked like the day after the ice storm that we just had? They were all cleared out. The woman who's running the Red Eyed Mule, I was talking to her at lunch, and she said that when she sent everybody home because of the weather conditions, she ran to her supplier and she bought 5 dozen eggs, she bought 15 pounds of bacon, she bought all of this food up on the day that everybody was going home. And I kind of smiled at her and I said, I know what you were doing. She said, yep, and nobody else was open on Thursday because all the food was sold out. They weren't reopening and the trucks weren't running. So she got ahead of the curve. And that's what we're trying to get everybody to see, is that you need to get ahead of this curve before it happens. Because when it happens, it's too late. One of the things that I'm really impressed with is, you know, the Emergency Management Agency has a new ad running. And I think that this is just the most brilliant ad I have ever heard in my life. They say, you know, they go through a normal day. And then they say, the day after, this happened. But the day before was just like any other day. Today is the day before.
That's right. They say that Noah built the ark in the sunshine.
That's right.
So, yep. Yep. You're exactly right. And that's the thing. There's usually, you know, panic that follows. And just, I'm really hoping that our listeners, you know, if they're not into emergency preparedness, maybe if they have a little light bulb go off and say, you know, it really does make sense to at least minimum have a well-stocked pantry. And that's where I always tell people they should start, is just have a well-stocked pantry. And canned foods are excellent. And just kind of starting off with canned foods, they have liquid on the inside that actually is very valuable also. Because if you don't have a water source, you could use the liquid inside the cans to, you know, cook rice or something like that with.
Your corn water?
Your corn water makes very yummy rice.
Green bean water?
Yes.
I think that if I were going to pick which water to make rice with, I think I would go with mushroom. I think that would probably add the a little bit better essence.
You're not into the corn water? What's?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem to be the well, maybe. I mean, it would have a lot of sugar and starches.
We need to try it and see, because I've always, you know, thought of that. In theory, I've never tried it. We need to try that.
We should get some canned goods and drain them and save the drainings and see what we can make. Maybe maybe at the chili cook-off. Mm-hmm. Are you going to come to the chili cook-off?
Yeah. Okay. Wouldn't miss it.
At the chili cook-off, I'm going to challenge you right now on the air, Amy, to bring us some canned goods, and you and I will cook with canned drippings.
Okay.
And see what we can come up with.
So do I get to add other spices and stuff like that?
Absolutely. Okay. Anything that we can have during an emergency. Folks, come on out to True Prep on the 22nd. They're going to have freeze-dried samples. They're going to have the chili cook-off. And you can see Doug and Amy cooking with things that we find in the bottom of a can.
That's right. And, hey, I think we should do autographs. What do you think?
I'm all for autographs.
Hey, pictures, autographs, I'm down.
I'll even do free ones sometimes.
Hey, I like it. Maybe a little beer with the chili and we'll just call it a... I'm just kidding. I don't think we're allowed to do that, are we?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well. I know there will probably be some people. One of my friends, John Allred, said that he was going to be there, and he is a chili master.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was going to sneak some beer in. And I kind of looked at him, and he kind of gave me this grizzled look. And I was like, well, okay, John, you do what you want to do.
Well, let me tell you, I love beer in my chili. Like cooking with beer in the chili, it just gives it that, I don't know, this flavor I just enjoy.
Wow.
Okay. It's good. It's good stuff. Now, are you going to make some chili yourself, or are we just doing the canned liquid drippings?
Well, you know, I think that the chili cook-off is designed to be for amateurs, and I am not really an amateur chili cooker anymore. I actually placed third at my old homestead in the chili cooking contest up there, and I just wouldn't want to take away from anybody else's chances to win that $200 gift certificate that's being given out.
Okay.
So I think I should abstain from this contest.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll just chalk that up to the master. The master chili maker. All right. Well, we talked a little bit about sort of why we should store some food, and we talked a little bit about, you know, maybe storing some canned foods and that sort of thing. Are you familiar with Mylar bags and oxygen absorbers?
I'm familiar with Mylar balloons.
Mylar balloons?
Are they about the same thing?
It's the same material.
Well, there we go. Then yes. Yes, I'm very familiar. You blow it up, the kids has a good time. Great for parties.
Yes. Well, they come a little thicker.
Do the thicker ones say happy 50th birthday?
You know, they could.
That would be really
cool.
They
could. Well, I tell you what we'll do, Doug, is we will take a little break. And we will come back and we will talk about, we'll get into some Mylar bags. We'll talk about a little bit of freeze-dried food. And, oh, heck, we've got all kind of fun stuff. So
you heard it here, folks. When we get back from the commercial, Amy and I are climbing into a Mylar bag.
You are listening to News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.
And now, back to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy.
Okay, we're back. Thanks for sticking around. And while we were gone, I actually shoved Doug into a Mylar bag just to see if he would fit. And
and I'm working really hard at trying to get out. This stuff's heavy, Amy.
Wow, that was pretty bad. Hey, we're trying here. But Doug, tell me what you know about Mylar bags and how that would, you would actually use that in food storage.
I know that Mylar is a preferred meth food storage because it not only blocks light. Now, any plastic that you get, you know, your Ziploc bags, anything like that, even the Food Saver bags is going to breathe over time. But Mylar won't, and that gives you an extra barrier of protection. I know that when you put food in there, if you are able to put in a desiccant pack or an oxygen absorber, that removes everything that's inside the bag. The only tricky part really is sealing it, and the problem that most people run into in sealing it is that they overfill their bags so that they are having a hard time lining up the top and having enough room to actually pinch it closed, and then you have to apply a heat source. And I know that they make specialized machines for that which cost $700-$900, but you can just use something as simple as a hair straightener, you know, a woman's hair straightener bar that heats up that you can just pinch it with, and that's hot enough to actually seal the bag.
Yes, and basically what we're talking about is a long-term food storage. So let's say if you took rice or beans or something like that straight off the shelf, you've got about a two-year shelf life. You throw those into a Mylar bag, and one of the secrets behind it is that oxygen absorber, because it does suck up the oxygen. And when you do seal it with your heat, and I will say the hair straightener is my favorite method because I have seen it done with just a hot iron. The hair straightener is by far my favorite because you don't have to tip over your bag. And if you go to Goodwill or something, you can pick up a hair straightener for a couple bucks.
That's a really good tip. A lot of people think that they have to go all out and get the most, you know, fancy method or machine available to do things, and a lot of this doesn't require a huge investment. The investment of your time and the investment of really making the decision is the hard part, and after that it's not that expensive. You know, rice, if you're buying rice that you can put up, you can get a huge 50-pound bag for very, very cheap.
Under $20, I think, like at Sam's Club.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you've got another maybe $5 or $6 invested in the Mylar bags. You've got maybe $10 for the oxygen absorbers. What they are is they're little packets that act as a catalyst that destroy the oxygen in the bag. So, you know, have you ever used a hot hands, Amy?
Yes, I have.
Okay, those are the same idea. Is the hot hands are using oxygen as a catalyst to produce heat. These oxygen absorbers are basically little tiny hot hands packets that go into the bag, and then when a sealed environment, they use up the oxygen and create a oxygen-free environment. Now, the flip side is you don't want to actually use hot hands because they're not food safe.
Right.
You want to have something that you can be guaranteed is not going to be a contaminant, because then what's the point of, you know, putting up food if it's going to be already contaminated?
Right. So your oxygen absorbers being the food grade, that's exactly what you want to use. You're not even saving any money going with the hot hands for your oxygen absorbers.
Yeah, I know that True Prep sells them. That you can get a large bag that'll do, what, like 30?
A couple different sizes of Mylar. Really depends. Like, one of the things, I like to put my rice in gallon-sized Mylar bags because I know when I open it, I still have a good long shelf life. So, and I mentioned earlier that you have about a two-year shelf life just straight off the shelf, but when you put them in there with no oxygen and no light, you've got about a 20-year shelf life approximately, give
or
take.
So you're extending the life of your food by 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
And for a minimal investment of maybe an hour's worth of effort and $2 or $3 per bag, including the oxygen absorber.
Right. And see, this is a great way to save money because, I mean, if you go to Sam's Club and buy 50 pounds of rice and you know that you're not going to be able to eat it and, you know, eat it up in 2 years, I mean, you can really sustain the life of that rice. And let me tell you, you are saving a lot of money.
I think that where it really comes into its own is in things that are not as shelf stable as rice, like sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar that you can take and put an absorber in and a desiccant pack to make sure that there's no moisture and seal it up and know that it's going to last for years and years. Because if you have sugar out, even in, you know, a sugar container that's got a lid on it that you're opening and closing, eventually it gets kind of nasty in there because you've got
clumpy
moisture
and,
moving in all the time.
Right.
And I know people try to figure out all sorts of ways to get moisture out of their containers, like adding in rice to their salt and things like that to help absorb the moisture. But here's a way that it's so inexpensive, it's designed specifically for this purpose, and it's a perfect solution. So you won't have to do half measures, and you can just do it right, cheaply and efficiently.
Yeah, exactly. And we're looking for, this is sort of, will last you much longer than just that 3-day snowstorm. So if you are preparing for something that's going to last, you know, quite a bit longer, if there's something you're concerned about, like, you know, the electrical grid going down for a year or something, then you have your long-term food storage.
And you can have a nice variety there. I know that some people take these Mylar pouches and assemble whole, you know, meals in there. You've heard about people making the cookie containers that they give away at Christmas time. It has all the ingredients, and you just pour it in, and poof, you can make your cookies. Well, you can do that with Mylar, and you can do it with more than just, like, cookie dough. You can do all sorts of different recipes and have them pre-measured, pre-sealed, ready to go. It's a great thing to send for people who are going to college because you can pop it open and make a meal out of something.
That's true, and it will sustain the life but not quite as long as 20 years. When you're looking at an item that's been broken down, so let's say you have wheat berries, for example. The wheat berries, the flour is made from. When it's broken down, actually, if you take a wheat berry and grind it up, you have your flour. Well, you have about 3 days to use it up before it will go bad. It will go rancid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have flour and if you're looking to put flour up like in your Mylars or something, you're not going to get near 20 years because it's been broken down.
Right. But you'll get a lot longer than you would just on the shelf.
Yes, you would.
And so that gives you the advantage of being able to prepare pre-made meals, pre-made things. You know, you can mix. And one of my favorites is actually dehydration. Dehydration is a good method for food preservation.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like to do is I have a Excalibur 3900 dehydrator, which is like the top of the line in dehydration.
Mm-hmm.
And I take and put out wax paper on the shelf, and I pour marinara sauce on the wax paper. Mm-hmm. And I dehydrate the marinara sauce, and it becomes basically a fruit roll-up.
Oh, wow. That's nasty.
Oh, no. It gets better. You take the fruit roll-up of marinara sauce, and then you put it in boiling hot water, and it turns back into marinara sauce.
Well, that's pretty cool then.
So then you can take and make a Mylar bag with pasta noodles and marinara sauce, and all you have to find is hot water, and you've got a complete meal.
Pretty nifty. I like that. I'll have to try that. That's neat. You know, you could also use the mason jars, and I know that True Prep carries all this stuff. They have, you know, not only just the freeze-dried food, which we will talk about. They've got some fantastic freeze-dried food, but you know, also the things for, you know, even like, you know, the homesteading. We talked a little bit about, you know, the garden and the chickens and, you know, canning is kind of a lost art. And I know that a lot of people are very interested in getting back into canning.
Well, if you have your own garden, you're going to have enough food that's, you're not going to be able to eat it up as it comes out of the garden. I mean, any size garden is going to create more than you can eat in 2 or 3 days of harvest. So you have to have some way to preserve what you're growing. And the food you're making, I mean, when you run a garden, your tomatoes cost you 3 cents a tomato instead of $1.50 a piece.
Oh gosh, tell
me. Your lettuce, a head of lettuce, 4 or 5 cents compared to what you pay in the grocery store. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. And you don't want to waste you're losing your investment if you're not putting it up somehow. So you should be canning. And if it's not, you know, a highly acidic like tomatoes, or if it's not incredibly sweet like a jam or jelly, you're going to have to be pressure canning. And that means that you get the, when you can, you actually cook at over 212 degrees. So you're able to kill botulism. Mm-hmm. And botulism is very prevalent on green beans and a lot of other things that you wouldn't think about, but that's really required for pressure canning. And I know that True Prep carries a full line of pressure canners, and they also offer classes teaching people how to do this, because I know a lot of people are afraid of pressure cookers. Mm-hmm. They say, you know, this thing is basically a time bomb waiting to go off. And can I cook this or that in it? My grandma, the only thing she would use her pressure cooker for was potatoes, because she thought anything else would get stuck up in that little hole that it was venting through.
Oh, wow, that's too
and
funny.
Cause it to blow up. So,
oh, no.
But, you know, the cool thing about pressure cooking is that you're using a lot less energy and you're cooking it a lot faster than you would in any other method. And that's why she did her potatoes that way, mm-hmm. because we could have mashed potatoes in 15 minutes instead of having to boil them for almost an hour.
Yeah, and I know they carry the All-American, right? All-American pressure canners. Now, these babies, let me tell you, I mean, you know, they've got a little bit of a price tag to them, but these things are, you couldn't blow them up if you tried.
Yeah.
And these things are almost, I mean, they're heirloom quality. You could pass these things on to your children and your children's children. And
they're not only phenomenal, you know, machines, really, but True Prep's prices are incredible. I price checked because I needed one. And so I thought, mm-hmm. you know, well, of course, True Prep would take care of me, but let's look around. And I couldn't find a cheaper price online mm-hmm. for any of their models that they carry.
Yeah. Well, I know they're extremely competitive when it comes to their pricing, you know, all around the entire store. And I know that's because True Prep is looking to make friends, and they do a darn good job of.
Well, just like we're here trying to get people to realize what the advantages of prepping are, True Prep really seems to be a store that's more than just, let's sell you something. They want to teach you how to use it. They want to make sure that you're prepared. They see this not just as something to do to make money, but really as a mission to get people into being a better spot.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about going into the store. I mean, you can look and see and feel and touch and ask, you know, the questions, and it's so much different than, you know, getting online and scrolling through and looking, you know, at products and having something mailed to you and you thought, hey, I thought this was going to be a whole lot bigger.
Yeah, that's
or
for
something.
Sure. I know we're coming up on a commercial break, folks, so stick with us. When we get back, we're going to talk about freeze-dried foods, what its advantages and disadvantages are, and all sorts of interesting topics having to do with what you can eat during an emergency.
You are listening to News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.
And now, back to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy. We are talking about food, and right now we're going to move into freeze-dried food, which I have recently been able to sample quite a different variety of over at True Prep. I was fortunate enough to try a whole bunch of different Mountain House varieties and Gourmet Reserves, and I have to report back that this stuff is really impressive. I mean, you're getting food that is going to last anywhere from 2 years to 30 years, depending on how it's packaged. The idea is that it's been freeze-dried, so all of the moisture has been pulled out of this very, very quickly. It maintains the texture, the colors, and actually the taste of the original food once it's rehydrated. The advantage of freeze-drying over dehydrating is not only does it preserve the food better in its original state, but it takes a lot less time to rehydrate.
Yeah, and that's a great point, too, that you mentioned, you know, that it is different from dehydrating. This is not something that you can actually just go and buy a machine to do for you. This takes a building with a lot of, you know, people who really know what they're doing, but yeah, the freeze-dried actually has more of the moisture that's taken out than dehydrated foods.
That's right. And because the end product is so moisture-hungry, it reconstitutes very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The type that I use most often is Mountain House. And Mountain House is known for their backpacker bags. And these bags are really interesting. They are a Ziploc top bag. They're a foil bag. When you open it up, you pour in your boiling water. And the bag will withstand the boiling hot water no problem. So you can pour the boiling water straight into the bag. And then you zip it closed to keep all the moisture in there. And it reconstitutes the food sometimes in as little as 7 minutes. So 7 minutes after you pour the water in, poof, you've got a ready-to-eat meal. And And the flavor varieties are just amazing. I think that True Prep has somewhere near 50 different varieties of Mountain House food, different flavors, different meals. And then they carry another complete line of Gourmet Reserves. And Gourmet Reserves, instead of being more of the complete meal people, they're more of individual ingredients. So let's say you're in year two of the Great Blackout and you don't have any more date pieces. Well, the freeze-dried dates, you can pop open the can and have it right there and use it to make your date bars or Fig Newtons or whatever you were trying to cook. So these are ingredients that you can use for cooking. So between the two, you've got all the whole spectrum covered. The Mountain House for the immediate, quick, let's eat a meal right now. I'm tired. I've been out chopping up the trees off of the house. I've been, dragging the car out from the lake that just appeared out of nowhere. I've been fighting off the alien invaders. I want a meal in 7 minutes or less, honey. What can we do? Mountain House is your people. On the other hand, you're at the point where you need to have some ingredients that you don't have access to. You've got a full garden, you've been cooking with this and that, but you need onions, or you need ground beef, or you need something like that. Gourmet Reserves will have those individual ingredients that you can have freeze-dried that will reconstitute quickly and taste almost exactly like fresh.
Yeah, and I like the bananas too, because that's one of the things I don't think I'm going to be able to grow in my garden. I don't know, I've got a green thumb, but I'm not sure I can grow bananas.
You know what you need?
What?
You need minions.
I do need minions.
Minions grow bananas, or at least they collect them.
Huh. Yeah. That's a good idea.
You've never played Minion Rush, have you?
No, I haven't. Okay, no, I've seen Despicable Me.
Okay, the same. It's the same minions from Despicable Me. It's an app for your phone that they run around. It's kind of like Temple Run, but instead of collecting coins, they collect bananas.
I'm with you now. Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, a minion.
Minion. Okay. Better bet. Free.
Well, I guess.
Oh, and coffee, by the way. So, well, here's the thing. And that's one of the things that is big on my list, because my husband would probably kill someone without coffee. And we want to, we don't want to poke the bear. If there's ever a grocery store that you do not have access to, I'm going to make sure there's coffee in the house.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
How is the coffee for Gourmet Reserves different from regular coffee, like the beans, and from, say, Taster's Choice?
Well, it is instant. The coffee that it is an instant coffee that's been spray dried. There's the word. Yes. So it's like a spray dried instant coffee. So basically, you take like a teaspoon and add it to one cup of boiling water, and you have your coffee. And there's like 184 teaspoons in this number 10 can of coffee.
So are they like little crystals then? Or are they? Is it like powder? I think it's a powder.
I think it is a powder, actually. Yeah. It is different.
You could take that, apocalypse aside, you could take that and some vanilla ice cream and sprinkle it on the vanilla ice cream.
Oh, jeez.
I'm being serious here. It would
sounds
be delicious.
Good. I love coffee ice cream.
And this way, it wouldn't just be coffee. It'd be kind of like a cappuccino ice cream.
Sure. Don't give that to your kids.
Man, no. No, thank
they
you.
They would be climbing the walls.
Yeah. I've had the espresso beans that were dipped in chocolate, and somebody, I mean, I knew that they were kind of like crunchy and had a weird flavor, but no one told me exactly what they were, and they gave me a bag of them. Mm-hmm. And so I was sitting at my desk, and I was just popping these things one after the other, and they were like all watching me to see, what would happen
oh,
to
no.
me.
Oh, geez.
And I ate the whole freaking bag. And I was calm, I was comfortable, I wasn't shaking, and they were all just staring at me with their mouths open, like, how can you do that? But caffeine doesn't affect me like it
wow.
does kids.
It does me. Golly, I used to drink coffee every single day.
I guess I'm just too high strung anyway.
No, you're pretty mellow. You're a pretty mellow guy. Well, one of the things, and we kind of, Doug and I are pretty bad about going off on little bunny trails, so we'll pull ourselves back again. One of the companies, Doug, that you didn't mention that True Prep does carry, and that's also Wise. I know that they are heavily marketed. You see them everywhere. There are commercials. They're everywhere. And
so tell me, Amy, what's so smart about Wise Foods?
Oh, not real sure. Okay. Well, it's not my favorite. I will say I've tried, quite a few different ones. But here's something that I find quite interesting about the freeze-dried food. So in True Prep, you're going to find three of the biggest, names that are out there. Your Mountain House, of course, which is fantastic. Wise, heavily marketed. Gourmet Reserve, an excellent freeze-dried food. something that people are very confused about is how do you compare the different companies? Because, you know, they like to compare the servings. And a serving size is not the same serving size across the board.
I was going to say, I have seen the Wise food buckets. They're about the size of a Tidy Cat Crystal cat litter bucket, mm-hmm. and they say that they've got 300 meals in there.
Right. Well, they're actually like servings. Here's the way I like to think of a serving. I like to think of it as a ladle. If you come to my house and I make, let's say, chili, like I'm going to win the chili cook-off or something. So I have this awesome chili recipe, and I break out this great big huge ladle, and I give you a scoop. That's your serving. And let's say we go to your house, Doug, and maybe you made your fabulous chili, but you've got this little bitty ladle, and you scoop out a little bitty scoop, and that's your serving. Well, that's what you're calling a serving, and this is what I call a serving. A little bit of a difference.
Instead of, let's say, my house, let's actually talk about the chili cook-off.
Where okay.
At your house, you might use a giant ladle, and at the chili cook-off, you get the little tiny cup with a spoon in it with just like a bean to sample.
Nice.
Because
exactly.
That way it makes me seem less stingy.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay, there we go. If that makes you feel better, we'll run with that.
I feel much better all of a sudden, yes.
So don't compare serving to serving, basically, because I do know that if you have a serving of Wise compared to a serving of Mountain House, it's just, there's no comparison. The servings of Mountain House are about twice the size.
So it's a matter of comparing apples to apples instead mm-hmm. of apples to oranges.
It is.
Is the best way to do this calorie counting then?
That's the best way that I have found. And, you know, when you talk about calories, the first thing that people think are diets. You know, mm-hmm. calories, it's almost like the word calorie and diet is almost interchangeable.
I mean, Amy, when the world ends, I'm not going to be counting my calories. I'm just going to eat what I want, right?
Well, I don't know. It depends on how much food you got there, Doug, I guess. But when you think of a calorie, basically what a calorie is, it's a measurement. It's a measurement of heat. A heat unit, and that's mm-hmm. it. So we need a certain amount of calories to sustain our body mass, plain and simple. And it's an average of about 2,000, approximately, for, you know, I mean, it really does vary depending on your age, gender, your activity level.
Metabolism,
exactly.
There are those people who can eat anything day long.
Oh, my gosh.
And it doesn't affect them at all. You know,
right.
You go to the buffet. You know, the skinny Asian guy who eats all the hot dogs at the hot dog contest and is, you know, never
yeah.
has any. Yeah.
What's that all about? That's kind of crazy.
Metabolism.
Or my 15-year-old daughter. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. She makes me sick. I love her to death. Love you, baby. But no, with the calories, and here's something else. Let's make sure, I will make sure that we put a calorie calculator on readyradio.net so you can actually go there and find out exactly how many calories you need to sustain your current body mass. And it's simple math. You can find out how many calories are in a number 10 can of your favorite Mountain House. And just divide that by how many calories you need, and you can see how many days worth of food you have right there.
That's a very good tool to have, and I think everybody should be more cognizant of what they're eating. I mean, even now, you know, people are trying to count calories in order to, you know, lose weight or to diet, but there's more to nutrition than just calories. I mean, if all it was getting enough calories for the day, you could go and live on $1.50 a day at McDonald's. You could get a couple of double cheeseburgers and you'd be at the calorie content you need. But that's not really everything you need in order to survive. I mean, it may be enough to keep you alive, but isn't that really living? And so that's one of the nice things about the freeze-dried foods, is because you can get a variety. You're mm-hmm. not just eating, you know, Datrex bars or high-calorie food that's going to keep you alive, but you can have rice pilaf with mushrooms and onions and peas. So you have some variety and some different types of vitamins and minerals. I think that another really good thing that to stock up on is a good multivitamin, and that would give you the ability to have more things in your body that you need, as well as these fantastic freeze-dried foods.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the variety is the key. Absolutely. Throw in some strawberries. Let me tell you, freeze-dried food strawberries that you can just nibble on like a snack. Oh my gosh, they're so good.
I've got a recipe for that when we come back. I think we're coming up on a commercial
Sounds
break. Folks, you're listening to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy on
News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.
And now, back to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy. We're talking about freeze-dried food this segment. It's really a fascinating topic of all the different varieties you can get and the way it comes packaged. I know during the break, Amy, you were telling me about how there's not only the little go packs that I was talking about that you can pour the hot water in, but there's several different ways that you can purchase these.
There are, you know, one of the things I do like about the little individual, you know, pouches, other than you can rehydrate them in the pouch, you can try it. Holy cow. I mean, they're, you know, the price is going to be something similar to or less than what you would get driving through, you know, a fast food restaurant. I mean, heck, if you just go and try it, for, you know, you're not out any money at all, which is really cool.
I'm looking here on True Prep's website, and I see that they've got individual serving pouches for as little as, looks like just a hair over $5, up to about $10 for a family size pack. And they not only have the individual packs that you can buy, but you can get those same pouches in buckets.
Yeah, the buckets are great. They do have the buckets have a variety of the individual pouches inside, and the bucket itself can be used in emergency situation, which I really like. So you have it's very lightweight. It's great for grab and go. Pick it up, head out the door if you need to.
Looks like those buckets have between 24 and 36 servings for under $70.
Yeah, it is very reasonable. There's about 12 pouches, I believe, inside each one of those. And again, it really goes back to what your caloric need is. You know, for example, my husband could eat one of those pouches probably by himself, where my daughter and I could share one and be just fine. But the bucket itself could be used in emergency situations, like gathering water at a lake or something. You could use it to sit around a campfire, or my favorite topic.
I was going for that, but I figure, you know, you're going to do it anyway. So
yeah, hygiene, people. If you listen to our shows, you'll know that I'm all about the hygiene.
With that potty mouth of yours, it's amazing they let you on air at all, Amy.
I know.
It's like they're not even watching us.
I know, something like that. But for a toilet, you could use, I just had to say it, the bucket could be used as a toilet if need be. So it definitely has, you know, some good points.
Back where I'm from, they called those honey buckets when you used it for that.
That's kind of gross.
It really is.
Yeah.
Huh. So we've got the pouches, we've got buckets. We also have these things called number 10 cans. And what can you tell me about those?
The number 10 cans are great if you're going to stock up a lot of food in a particular area. So maybe if you have, you know, some people go as far as having like a bug out location, or maybe a basement that you just want to stock up a bunch, maybe a year's worth of food. And here's the thing, it almost looks a little scary when you're looking at the numbers to stock up for, you know, a year's worth of food for four people, let's say. It's, you know, it is a big of investment. But if you look at it and break it down, I mean, it's less than $5 a meal. And we pay more than that every single day. So it really is reasonable.
I'm looking here. It looks like a year's supply of food from Gourmet Reserves through True Prep runs about $3,200, which if you think about what you spend for an entire year's supply of food, that's really not that unreasonable.
Right. And a lot of, you know, and it has a little variety in there. It does have the meals that are pre-made that you can just add the water, you know, and this is when you've been chopping wood, I guess, all day, right? But there's also things
like
fighting
Bigfoot.
Sure. Yeah. Whatever the case may be. Or they do have like things like oats or, you know, the cornmeal and things like that too.
And canned honey. They have sea salt. They have your coffee. They have in every year's supply of food that comes with a high quality can opener with a rubber foam grip. I mean, we're not talking about like the military surplus style. We have an actual XO brand can opener in every year's supply. And they also come with a meal guide cookbook that shows you how to use these ingredients with other things to make full and complete meals. And by doing that, you're going to stretch it out past a year. It includes not only, you know, the ready-made meals, but things like grains. There's hard red wheat in these. There's pearled barley in these year supplies. Bunches of different types of ingredients that you'll use not only for baking and cooking, but for everything you need.
Yeah, so
it's a really good value overall for people to be able to stock up and store. And the nice thing is that it comes in these little cardboard boxes. There's six cans to a box. They stack easily. They're even weight. They're not going to make your floor creak and crack through.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect for a basement. You know, if you have a basement, now here's the other thing, too, I was thinking. And I am blessed enough to have, you know, fairly decent little size house, and, you know, we are on a basement where I keep some food, and I'll put my address on readyradio.net later.
Everyone can come over to Amy's for a quick sample of freeze-dried food.
Right, there's everybody's attention. But I was thinking, though, people that live maybe in apartments or, you know, townhouses, condos, maybe something a little smaller, you just really have to get creative. You know, there is a lot of empty space under beds, in different areas of closets. I have even seen people use boxes and even water bricks, which is very cool, by the way. But you could use that and throw, sort of to create a side table with a little, cloth that goes over the top, and it looks just like a side table. So you can sort of camouflage it that way.
I think True Prep is actually using a year's supply of food as a table to display some of their products at their Marietta store.
Probably.
Because they're expanding. That was the other thing that they had told me, is that they've gotten their Marietta store is expanding to be almost 10,000 square feet, and that renovation is going to be going on for the next 2 months, and they're going to have a much bigger showroom and warehouse for their location, which will make them the largest prepping store in Georgia, is what I understand.
That's exciting. Well, I do know that emergency preparedness as a whole has become so mainstream, where it used to be, people that you're a little concerned about wearing the tinfoil hats that you sort of weirdos. I hate to say it, they're still kind of portrayed that way if you watch certain TV shows. And
Doomsday Preppers. I'm sorry, I had to clear my throat there.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think preppers are kind of made out sort of an odd light. But for the most part, people that walk into True Prep, they are regular, everyday people who are just concerned. They would much rather be self-sufficient than government-dependent. It just boils down to that.
And it's nice to have a store, finally, that has everything under one roof. Mm-hmm. You don't have to order, this from Amazon and that from Walmart, and go get this from the Army-Navy store and go that from the farmer's market. You can go to one place and get everything you need in order to be a more self-sufficient and sustainable human being.
That's right, and get your questions asked all in one place. For me, I'm a very visual person. I'm very right-brained, very visual. I like to see and feel and touch, and it's, I would much rather go shopping in a retail store.
I want someone to answer my questions. I like to go and take a class, but a lecture by itself is boring. I want to be able to stick my hand up and say, hey, teach, I got a quick question here. What about this? And get an answer right then, not from, some little robot that pops at you. We're here, type in your question. You say, what about this? I say, thank you for asking. Goodbye.
And it's like, right.
Yeah, okay, that was really helpful.
Yeah,
but
big
to have
difference.
Somebody who, this, the people who work over there aren't just there to draw a paycheck. They're not just, college kids who couldn't find something to do for the spring break. These are people who want to be in the industry. They see this as what their life's work should be. And when they're taking you around, they're not just showing you stuff that some purchasing agent bought and shipped to their store. They have individual input on what's in that store and why it's there and why it should be there.
Right. It makes a difference. It does make a difference when you're talking to someone who has a passion, for this kind of thing, as clearly you and I do.
And folks, I know you're listening into us right now and hearing all our good stuff. We would like to have that interaction from you. Contact us. Reach out to us on Facebook. Reach out to us on Twitter. We have a Twitter feed that's live every day, retweeting things that you're going to find interesting from a prepper and preparedness perspective. But more than that, you can come to our website. You can send us an email at questions@readyradio.net. You could even, if you can't find our website at readyradio.net, you could go to trueprep.com and click through straight to us. True Prep is our keynote sponsor. They're right there for us every step of the way, and you can get to our webpage from their webpage.
Yeah, that's right. And I was thinking, Doug, I would actually like to throw out a challenge for all of our listeners today. If you've never tried freeze-dried food, I would love for you to go and swing by a True Prep and just pick one out. Maybe if it's when you're looking at this wall of freeze-dried foods, the individual pouches. Just pick something like you're ordering off of a menu. If it's something that looks interesting to you, give it a try. See what you think. I actually found something that I absolutely love just by trying it, because I really want to know what I'm getting into. I don't want to store all this food and have no idea, what it's going to taste like. So I tried seafood chowder, and I tried it because it said seafood, and it's freeze-dried. And I thought, this has got to be disgusting. Well, let me, I seriously went into it thinking that, because who's going to buy freeze-dried seafood? Well, you know, it was
be,
basic.
Be honest, Amy, did True Prep give you that one for free to get rid of it?
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. But when I tried it, it was a very creamy clam chowder is what it was. And it, I mean, it's like my new comfort food. It's that good. Seriously.
Talking about giving challenges to our listeners, I'm going to go and do a little bit extra this week. The first 25 emails that we get that email us a question, a comment, or just say, hey, here's my name and address, I will send you a free freeze-dried ice cream bar.
Wow.
First 25 emails we get this week, free freeze-dried ice cream bar. Just send your name and contact info on where to send it to questions@readyradio.net.
Feeling awfully generous there today, Doug.
I think so. It's time to get people involved, and let's hear some comments and questions. Let's get some samples out there. We look forward to seeing you all come over to the True Prep Chili Cook-Off, where Amy and I will be cooking with stuff that we saved out of our number 10 cans. And I think that's about it for this week. So everyone have a good weekend, and we will see you next week right here on
News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.
You've been listening to Ready Radio with Doug and Amy. It's emergency preparedness for everyone. Brought to you by True Prep. For all your prepping needs, visit True Prep online at truprep.com or visit a True Prep store in Roswell or Marietta. Tune in each week as Doug and Amy get you ready for anything that comes your way. Ready Radio, Saturday evenings at 5, only on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.